Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
میرے پیارے نبی ہیں وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگوں زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگوں ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہیں وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانہ ان کا دنیا بھر میں ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبد اللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے ایک کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا بڑا اعزاز کرتے تھے تو عبد المطلب قسمت پہ اپنی ناز کرتے تھے بلا کا حسن تھا اور نور چہرے پر آیا ان کے یوں شیدا تھے عرب کے بوڑھے بچے اور جوان ان کے ہنسی ماتھے پہ ایک نورے نبوت جگمگاتا تھا قیامت تک کی خیروں برکتوں کا اس سے ناتا تھا عرب کی عورتیں اس نور کی طالب رہی کتنی پر اس سے آمنہ بی بی کی قسمت خوب تر
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اہلن وسہلن و مرحبن بکم اینڈ ویلکم ٹو انادر ایڈیشن آف دا مڈ ڈے شو وت مائی سیلف برادر سلیمان یوسف ایوری منڈے ٹو تھرسڈے بٹوین 12 اینڈ 1 پی ایم It's gone 8 minutes past 12 Central African Time. You can send in your messages and your recipe requests to 0847863132. International and overseas listeners, +27 8478633132. Okay, so our first recipe that we're going to start with, inshallah, is for chicken sausages. And this was sent in by Sister Fatima Latib. Say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima for this recipe. So we're going to start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're going to need 4 chicken fillets cubed, chunky. 4 chicken fillets cubed. Then you're going to marinate it with 1/2 teaspoon of chicken spice. 1/2 teaspoon of chicken spice. Then you're going to need 1/2 teaspoon of inner parmesan chili garlic spice. You're going to need 1/2 teaspoon of chili garlic spice. 1/2 teaspoon of red chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of red chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of dana. 1/2 teaspoon of dana. 1/2 teaspoon of jeera, 1/2 teaspoon of jeera, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric, a quarter teaspoon of turmeric, half a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of aromat, half a teaspoon of aromat, half a teaspoon of chili garlic paste, half a teaspoon of chili garlic paste, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, and 1 tablespoon of chili sauce. 1 tablespoon of chili sauce. Now you're going to marinate the chicken. And then you're going to cut the peppers, onions, and pineapple. Thereafter, you're going to thread through a skewer. You're going to thread it through skewers, and then you're going to grill in an oven, basting with leftover marinade or garlic butter. You can serve this with chips and salad. Or if you want, you can serve it with garlic pitas, yogurt, muhammara, and that's the items you can serve it with. And that was the recipe for the chicken sausages, and that was sent in by Sister Fatima Latib. Once again, we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima Latib for sending in that recipe. Our next recipe that comes in is by Sister Fatima Gutta, and this is for tandoori fillets. So you're going to need pounded chicken fillets, 2 heaps of tandoori masala, 1 teaspoon of garlic, 1 teaspoon of garlic, 1 teaspoon of crushed chilies, 1 teaspoon of crushed chilies, 3 tablespoons of yogurt, 3 tablespoons of yogurt. You're going to need some salt to taste, lemon juice and olive oil. You're going to marinate the fillets in the above. Heat a griddle pan. And fry the fillets until they are nicely done. Then you're going to separate the heat. You're going to separately heat up the leftover marinade. Adding a blob of butter. Then you're going to pour over the chicken. Thereafter, you're going to serve with sweet potato fries. Garlic pita, and raita. Then you can enjoy this meal, and this is for tandoori fillets. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima Gupta for sending in that recipe. Our next recipe comes in is for donuts. And this is sent in by Sister Rohana Ibrahim, and this is for churros. I know a lot of people like churros, so this is a recipe for churros. You're going to need 150 gram butter. Sorry about that. 150 gram butter, 500 ml of water, half a teaspoon of salt, two hundred eighty gram sifted flour, 3 tablespoons of brown sugar, 3 tablespoons of brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of vanilla essence, 2 teaspoons of vanilla essence, 4 beaten eggs, 4 beaten eggs. You're going to need some oil for frying, caster sugar and cinnamon powder for rolling, You're going to heat the butter and the water on a stove. Heat the butter and the water on a stove until it starts to bubble. Thereafter, you're going to add in the salt. You're going to add in the following ingredients: salt, flour, brown sugar, vanilla. And you're going to beat it vigorously, with a wooden spoon, until it forms a ball, When it cools down, add in the eggs till it comes together. Place in a piping bag with a 6-star nozzle. Heat the oil in a wide frying pan. And pipe into hot oil. Pipe in 4 at a time. Cutting a dough off with the scissors. When the desired length is reached. The less churros piped into the oil, it fries more evenly. Make sure that the dough is cooked through in the center. Then roll up the churros in cinnamon sugar. Then you can serve it with chocolate sauce or Nutella. Say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Ruhana Ibrahim for sending in the recipe for churros. Our next recipe is for dips. If you want to make a dip, then this is the recipe you can use. This is for a roasted red hummus. H-U-M-M-U-S. So you're going to need one red pepper. Half a can of chickpeas. Rinsed and drained. One tablespoon of crushed garlic. Two tablespoons of lemon juice. Three to four tablespoons of olive oil. A quarter teaspoon of salt. A a quarter teaspoon of pepper, a quarter teaspoon of chili powder, and a quarter teaspoon of chili powder. On an oven tray, place the deseeded and rinsed peppers. On an oven tray, place the deseeded and rinsed peppers. Roast until it's charred. Blend all the ingredients and the puree on a high speed. Until it is smooth. Garnish with red chili flakes. And that's it. You've got your hummus. Red pepper hummus. Our next recipe is for a chicken tikka masala. So you're going to cut 3 fillets into chunks. 3 fillets cut into chunks. 1 teaspoon of garlic. 1 teaspoon of garlic. Half a lemon freshly squeezed. 2 teaspoons of tikka masala. A quarter teaspoon of crushed black pepper. Half a teaspoon of jeera powder. You're going to need some salt to taste. 1 tablespoon of yogurt. 1 tablespoon of yogurt. You're going to need some oil. And you're going to marinate everything overnight or for a few hours. You can either marinate everything overnight or for a few hours. For the masala gravy, you're going to need one big onion or two small onions. Either one. You can use either one big onion or two small onions. Then you're going to need half a teaspoon of garlic. Two to three tomatoes. 1 teaspoon of dana powder. 1/2 teaspoon of jeera powder. 1/2 teaspoon of jeera powder. 1 teaspoon of tikka spice tandoori. 1 teaspoon of tandoori tikka spice. 1/4 lemon freshly squeezed. And you're going to need some oil and some salt to taste. Then you're going to add some oil and the butter and cook the chicken until it's done on medium to high heat. Add some oil and the butter and cook until it's done on medium to high heat, which is approximately 15 minutes. For the gravy, you're going to braise the onions until it's translucent. Thereafter, you're going to add the garlic braise. Add the tomatoes, and the rest of the ingredients, and the rest of the ingredients, and cook until the water almost dries out. Cook until the water almost dries out. Thereafter, you're going to add in 3 tablespoons of yogurt. 3 tablespoons of yogurt, either plain or Greek. Then you're going to remove it from the heat. Remove it from the heat and allow it to cool slightly. Allow it to cool down slightly. Thereafter, you're going to add this to a food processor. Add this to a food processor and the puree, everything. Add everything back into the pot. And then you're going to add the cooked chicken. Add the cooked chicken. And also add very little water. Add very little water and allow the flavors to sink in. You can garnish with dhania. And you can share it with rogni naan and other dhania. We'll share it